Welcome to this Goddess Hathor transmission, enhancing inner beauty and outer beauty. And focusing on the cycle of breath. Allowing that focus on your breath to release all concerns of past and future. Bringing you more fully into the present moment. On the in-breath, allow light from the universe around you, the sun and stars, to stream into your physical body of bone and blood, bringing light into the bones, joints, blood, organs, systems, cells, DNA, filling your body with light. And on the out-breath is a purging of anything old or of a lower frequency, anything that does not align with you. Purging to the universe on the out-breath. Allowing more space for your own soul's light to fill your physical body. On the in-breath, light into the emotional body, a fluid field of energy that surrounds and penetrates the physical body, anywhere you are holding dense, low-frequency energies. On the out-breath, purge and release, sending it back to the universe. Allowing more space in your emotional body for your soul's light. And focusing on the cycle of breath, the in-breath into the lower mental body, a fluid field of energy that surrounds and penetrates the emotional body and the physical body. And anywhere you are holding anything of a low nature, low frequency nature, on the out-breath, purge and release, sending it all back to the horizon, back to the universe. Allowing more space for your own soul's light in the lower mental body. And as you focus on this cycle of breath, I call to you now your teams in spirit of the highest light and resonance, your oversoul, your higher selves from the 6th to the 12th dimension, all guides working with you, including interdimensional guides, all angels and archangels working with you, all stellar races working with you, all specialist teams working with you, ascension teams, healing teams, light body surgery teams, come be with you now. Come be with you now. And just feel that sense of expansion or connection. and again focusing on the cycle of breath as I call the archangels holding the horizontal plane. To the east is Raphael, archangel of air. The symbol, a crystal wand. The energy, emerald green fire. As you focus on the wand, calling that emerald green fire into the space. To the south is Michael, archangel of the element of fire. The symbol of this angel is a sword of flaming blue angelic light. The energy, electric blue fire. As you focus on the sword, calling that fire to hold the space. To the west is Gabriel, archangel of water. The symbol of this archangel is a silver chalice. The energy is diamond white fire. As you focus on the chalice, inviting that fire to hold the space. To the north is Uriel, archangel of earth. The symbol, a golden pentacle. The energy, ruby red fire. As you focus on that pentacle, calling that fire into the space. Four archangels, four energies, and open. And let's call the two archangels holding the vertical plane, Metatron and Sandalphon. Calling to Metatron from the great central sun, to bring down the Christ grid, a fluid field of white gold light flowing down into the structure you are in. Light into the walls, the floor, the ceiling, the door, the windows. Closing off the space you are in white gold light. And just allow Metatron to anchor this grid of light into your heart, all layers and levels of the heart. Connecting your heart to the crystalline core of our sun. Connecting your heart to the crystalline core of the central sun of the Pleiades. Connecting your heart to the crystalline core of the great central sun of Sirius. And let's also call to the archangel holding the crystalline grid of the earth, Sandalphon, to bring up that grid of fluid flowing, ethereal white gold light up to the feet. and flowing up through the legs to the pelvic area, grounding you into the earth. Flowing up the spine to the heart, anchoring into the heart. Allowing all layers and levels of the heart to anchor into the crystalline core of the earth. Six archangels, six energies and open. And into this transmission, I invite the goddess Hathor, all ascended beings of light working with the goddess, angels working with violet and ultraviolet fire, angels working with love, the quality of love, and angels working with the quality of beauty, inner and outer beauty. I call on ascended beings of light working with the goddess to create a sphere of light around you now, to begin to seal your energy field in light. And allow the sphere to take you on a journey through space and time, we are journeying to the entrance of the Temple of Hathor, and this temple exists in a higher dimension. This temple is a reflection of a temple on the earth plane in Egypt. Just allowing the sphere of light to transport you across space and time to a higher dimension of light. And the sphere begins to dissolve in front of the temple, a great burnt orange coloured stone temple. A being of light greets you at the entrance and bids you to follow them into the temple. You follow this being through a corridor that leads to a very large room or hall. This room has simple furnishings in the ancient Egyptian style. And one of the walls is completely covered with a large mirror. So just waiting for the energy of the goddess to enter the room and slowly you feel the energy begin to move through the structure of the room, into the room. As she begins to take form, form of the goddess, dressed in ancient Egyptian style. She radiates the light of beauty. She radiates an intense love towards you. Just allow this embrace of light. The goddess bids you stand and look towards the wall with the mirror, to look deeply into your reflection. She asks you to bring to mind any judgments you have about the way you look, your body, your face, your hair, perhaps even your body language, your facial expression. Just allowing anything to arise in your being, including any shame you may have around the body, around the way you look. Just notice where you are holding judgments around your image, your physical image. Any heaviness, any density, any 3D energies you are holding. The goddess calls violet, ultraviolet fire angels into the room to begin to fill your energy field with light. Clearing those spaces in your body and energy fields where you hold any judgment, any shame, any 3D energies around the way you look, around your perception of inner and outer beauty. Allow violet, ultraviolet fire to begin to clear these old judgments. Dissolve these dense energies. Breathing and opening. Once again, the goddess asks you to look into the mirror. She asks you to bring to mind anything causing you to judge the way you look. Anything you saw or read in any magazine, or saw or heard on any TV show, any film, any media channel. Allow any negative comparisons you have made to rise up in your mind. Anything concerning some idealized body perfect, body beautiful image. Anything causing you to judge yourself, to judge the way you look. Allow any imagery just to arise. It may be a number of images. Again, violet, ultraviolet fire begins to burn those places in your mind and body where you hold these negative judgments, negative ideals, clearing them and dissolving them. The goddess bids you stand and look into the mirror. She asks you to bring to mind any judgments you received during puberty that other people expressed, whether verbally or silently, about the way you look, about your body image. Bring to mind these memories and any feelings you've had around such judgments. Bring to mind any feelings of rejection or inadequacy you had during this time. Bring to mind any feelings of being negatively compared to another. Again, any shame from this period allowed to arise into your consciousness now. The goddess calls violet, ultraviolet fire to fill your aura, any places in the physical body where you are holding these judgments, these idealized imagery, to clear and dissolve them. The goddess bids you look into the mirror once more. She asks you to bring to mind any judgments you received as a child from your parents or anyone else in your family, whether expressed verbally or silently, about the way you look, about your physical image. Any way your parents or family members became distorted mirrors for you. any shame you are holding concerning childhood, about the way you look. Just allow it all to arise in your being. The goddess once more calls violet, ultraviolet fire to fill your aura, clearing any places in your body and energy fields where you hold such negative judgments, clearing and dissolving them. So just breathing and opening, allow this process of cleansing, deep cleansing in your body of old judgments, old negative imagery, old negative comparisons, old shame. The goddess calls angels of love, angels of beauty in the room. She bids them transmit to you the energy of love, the energy of beauty, especially to any parts of your physical form that you have judged. Helping you open to accept yourself at all layers and levels of your being. The goddess joins the angels in sending an energetic wave of love and beauty to your inner child, the part of you that perhaps felt not loved enough or not loved at all. The goddess sends an energetic wave of love and beauty, along with the angels, to the inner adolescent, the part of you that perhaps did not feel fully accepted, did not feel you fully belonged. So just allowing this transmission of love and beauty into your being, into the very cells and core of your being, into the subatomic levels of your being. Filling the cells with more light, filling your DNA with more light, allowing more light at all layers and levels of your mind. The goddess bids you sit and relax. The goddess places her hands over your eyes to begin to clear any negative distortions affecting your eyes. Anything affecting the way you see your true self, your true reflection. The goddess places her hands over your ears, clearing any negative distortions affecting your ears. The goddess places her hands over your heart, clearing and cleansing any negative beliefs, distorted beliefs you hold around beauty and ugliness. She reminds you that beauty is always in the eye of the beholder. The goddess places her hands over your sacral center, clearing any distortions you have around your own sexual attractiveness, your own sexual energy, your own sexual desires. Just breathing and opening. Allowing to go deep into your being. And then the goddess bids you stand once more and look once again into your reflection in the mirror. And in the mirror, seeing a greater sense of love and beauty shining through your inner form, your inner essence, and also your outer physical form. just feeling the transmission of love and beauty deep into your being. As you look deeply into the mirror, shifting your perception of self, dissolving any old judgments, any old comparisons. Just open for a final embrace by the goddess, an embrace of love, an embrace of light. Know that you are beautiful, inwardly and outwardly. And the goddess leads you out of the hall, back to the entrance of the temple. And here the sphere of light begins to manifest once more as the goddess bids you farewell. Go to step inside the sphere. Allow the sphere of light to completely envelop you. Bringing you back across time and space to your present time here on the Earth plane. Just allowing the sphere of light to gradually dissolve. Coming back to your breath. Coming back to your body. Feeling grounded here on the Earth plane. And this transmission is offered to you, as always, with love and blessings.
Love and blessings.